In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. And having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. We've begun our yearly feast, the three great days of the Lord's Pasch, our sacred triduum. In these 3 days, we summon powerful and perplexing images and exhaust our ritual repertoire to proclaim that Jesus Christ is our salvation, our life, our resurrection, and through him we are saved and set free. So great is the mystery, so boundless is God's love for humankind, that to grasp it, what is at stake, we must dwell with the mystery for 3 whole days. This evening, we pass through the threshold of that sacred space of time to glory in the cross of our Lord. But what a strange way we Christians give glory. We tell the story of slaughtered lambs and bloody lintels, of a blessing cup filled with blood, of a body broken, of foot washing and new commands. We lift high a cross, bend low to wash others' feet, carry provisions for the poor, dine on a morsel of bread and a sip of wine, but are nourished with the very body and blood of our Lord. To proclaim glory, we tell a story of humility, suffering, and death. For the firstborn to live, a lamb must die. Its blood spares destruction. But to redeem all humanity, it is no longer the blood of animals, but Jesus' own blood that joins God and human beings in a new covenant where our hearts are transformed by the very Spirit of God. A new relationship with the Father has been realized in Jesus' self-giving unto death. We not only keep this memory in our table fellowship, but also by being servants, pouring ourselves out in love for one another. What a strange time Jesus chose to wash feet. During supper. Not as they arrived, not before they ate, not even after the meal, but in the middle of it. Jesus interrupted the meal to wash the feet of those who by rights should have been washing his. Jesus seems to have enjoyed turning the world upside down. Science has shown that if you walk barefoot in public places, you risk picking up all sorts of nasty microorganisms, E. coli, tetanus, and many different types of fungi. These germs seem to consider the human foot a very welcoming environment, and they turn our feet into petri dishes. Can you imagine how dirty people's feet were during the time of Jesus? The apostles' feet were probably tougher, more calloused, and just plain uglier than anything most of us have ever seen. No wonder it was the role of the slave to wash the feet of the wealthy. No one else would want to. He who humbled himself to become one of us humbles himself to wash dusty, dirty, stinky feet. And the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, kneels like the least servant with a wash basin. This is our glory. In the space of this evening here and now, this story of humility and suffering takes flesh, our flesh. We are not gazing at a hill far away. We do not recline in an upper room in Jerusalem. To glory in the cross, we proclaim that the cross and resurrection are always life-giving here and now. In our weary world, where pain and suffering are met on every side, where our city streets run red with blood almost every night, where unemployment makes the thoughts of tomorrow's dinner more a dream than a reality. Life from suffering and death is a mighty message. Here and now, in and through our celebration tonight, we come to know how to live life from suffering and death. What an experience of life from death means. As we bend down to wash the feet of another, our very bodies learn to become one with Christ. We must drop to our knees in selfless service and reach out our hands in loving embrace. Then we go forth in peace from this place, our bodies shaped for service. The skill of selfless love has been rehearsed. Mary Jo Copeland is the founder of Sharing and Caring Hands, a tremendously effective outreach to the poor in Minneapolis. The group runs a shelter in transitional homes, day programs for teens and children, and is generally known for being there to meet the needs of the poor at any time. Every evening, Mary Jo ends the day by taking out basins, filling them with warm water, and then washing the feet of at least 12 people. She says that in washing feet, she is trying to share with the poor the reality of their own dignity as children of God. These days we move into are all about love. What Jesus has done for the disciples, he tells them they are called to do for others. And what is that? It seems it might be to love, which is far more than kindness or good feelings. Jesus, Son of God, reaches out through the washing of feet, through the sharing of his body and blood, breaking down walls with love. You're all familiar with this. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So tonight, we begin a journey that takes us from the table to the cross and onward to another life lived in the shadow of that cross in the light of the risen sun, S-O-N. And so, we wash feet. Clearly, this is not about dirty feet. This action, humbling for everyone involved, reveals the meaning of the meal shared, the meaning of Jesus' ordeal on the cross, the meaning of life for all who set their feet on the path to eternal life in the kingdom of God. The washing of the feet, the embrace of the cross, and the plunge into the font all ask, how far are you willing to go for the sake of love? How far are you willing to go for the sake of love?